Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting edition of A Chef,
A Singer,
A Slacker,
and Matt.
Ashley's here.
Wait, did they just hear me say penis? I didn't know we were starting yet.
No, I actually...
You were muted. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I was muted.
Now
they heard me
I was
say
hoping
it.
That was the first... He's like, clicks on recording, and you're like, penis. I was hoping that was the very first thing.
You know, I was kind of hoping that, too. We should start over.
No, we shouldn't.
No.
Just roll with it.
No, I'm just going to go.
That riff has been stuck in my head for like 3 days.
It's right. When you guys hear me randomly humming today, as I have been known to do, it will be 2 Tickets to Paradise. Because I heard that on the car ride over here, and I was like, fuck.
You know what song I've had stuck in my head? I Don't Want to Miss a Thing from Aerosmith.
Also acceptable.
Yeah,
I saw that you liked Aerosmith on Facebook today.
Yeah, I was just like randomly like, I don't want to Facebook.
Got to show the world.
You don't want to close Facebook?
No, but
Some people don't.
I had to crack my rock star on the...
Even if you hate social networking, you can't help but get stuck on Facebook looking at those random pages with all the pictures and shit.
Actually, apparently you can, because my roommate refuses to go anywhere near Facebook.
Well, obviously...
For good reason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't blame him
so
for that.
So he's obviously going to deny the fact that there's a page that I liked recently called Bacon and Boobs.
Oh, dude, I've seen so many pages. Like, when I worked at the courthouse, the corporal we had... Like, she's like, what's wrong with Facebook right now? I was like, what do you mean? She goes, there's just nothing but asses on Facebook. And she scrolled through, and it's all these guys on her friends list are liking these pages that have just, like, gigantic asses.
I don't like gigantic asses. So.
The only, like, page with
like
girls
it.
On it that I liked was Suicide Girls.
Suicide Girls is good.
That's the only one I like.
I have, like, nothing liked, and, like, I don't go on Facebook very often. Oh, it sure looks like I do.
I live. If you haven't noticed.
Yeah. It sure looks like I'm on Facebook all the goddamn time, because I have my Facebook as part of Trillion, the Facebook chat.
Yeah.
So I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, either Ronnie or somebody, that I'm always on, it says.
Yeah, you have Swipe.
Most of the time.
It's amazing.
I love Swipe.
Swipe is amazing. It took me 10 seconds to get used to it. And then after that, I'm done.
I hated it when I had my...
Oh, you all can't see it, but we all have our phones in our hands. Except Ronnie, who may have his dick. I can't see.
No,
he's reading pornography of the homosexual variety.
So is dick.
Not my favorite part of my case.
I almost got one with a little kickstand, but I decided not to. I wanted the blue one.
If Laura would have it, you are a kickstand.
Yes. Well, see, and then I have a media dock for my phone where I can actually plug my charging cable into the back of the media dock and set my phone on it, and it flips everything sideways and actually has a brand new menu layout. And so I can sit there and just, like, watch whatever I want, just, like, throw on Netflix, just watch it on my phone. Although I've never done Netflix on my phone, because that's a fucking small screen. I don't want to deal with that.
My phone doesn't like... I haven't tried Netflix, obviously, because I don't... Why is my rotation turned off?
I have a fucking huge-ass screen on my phone.
I haven't...
Man, I always
porn
thought my
would be
phone
glorious
was
on that thing.
Dude, porn's glorious on this thing.
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
You will soon.
I'm tempted to look up porn right now, just to see. I haven't watched porn on this phone.
I don't know why I've done it. My computer is right there.
Sometimes,
and I was like, I have to see if this works.
My laptop is like...
You know, honestly, it's kind of just... It's convenient is all it is. If you, like if you're laying in bed and you really don't want to turn your computer on or get up and go to your computer, it's convenient. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Computer's right there. Nobody
sometimes you just like to lay down... Light some candles and make a night of it.
No, see, Justin brought up a good point. I share a room with somebody.
Yeah, like I said,
this is true.
That makes it very difficult.
I have my own room. I don't share a room with people, and I have a door on it.
I have a door. I don't share a room. I have my laptop, and I have my cell phone. And yet, most of the time, I end up grabbing my laptop just because it's a 17.5-inch screen.
Well, yeah, that would definitely be preferable, but... But like I said, in my case,
I'm
this
not
thing
even going
is
to
God
discuss
purport.
My living situation.
Yeah, how's that going, by the way?
Oh my god. Like I said, I'm not going to discuss
situation.
You're
going to discuss it off the air. Because that's how this...
Wait,
you haven't
been
here a while. That's how this show works.
I think...
We'll bring something up and we'll be like, all right, I'm not going to discuss that. And then it's like, oh, you're saying it off the air.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll tell you off the air. I just don't want
to
broadcast
I
that
think
shit.
It's been a little bit since I've talked to people. Because I have no idea what we're talking about here.
I don't either.
I'm not sure what he's talking about either. I'm just saying that my living situation blows dick.
No, I think I'm just good at piecing shit together.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, all right.
I have no fucking idea.
text me. Text me.
You guys have problems.
See, what's funny is he's actually going to do it, too.
No, we'll talk about it after the
show. So I may have to drive up to Oakhurst tomorrow.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
For the dumbest fucking reason.
Wait.
Not the reason that I would have to drive up there is not dumb, but the reason why I have to go is dumb.
Wait. Are you driving by yourself, probably?
No.
Who's going with you?
My mom.
I was going to say, if not, I'll go with you, because I'm off tomorrow.
All right, but no, my mom. Because what I have to do is... All right, so my grandma is going to come in and visit. She hasn't been down here for a while. And whenever she comes to visit, my mom and meets her in Oakhurst, because they're coming from Mariposa, obviously, and they just meet in Oakhurst, and my mom drives her back. I may have to drive, because, first of all, the Gold Jeep has the brakes fuck up, as you guys know.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
And it has tires so bad she can't drive on the freeway. So she should probably not drive the Gold Jeep in Oakhurst. So she'd have to drive the red. Yes? Yeah. Makes sense.
Right.
The seat won't move.
She can't reach the
pedals.
She's
too short to reach the pedals, and my seat won't move.
That's amazing.
So I might have to drive, because I'm the only one that could reach the goddamn pedals of the Jeep.
Oh, that is hilarious. That is fucking awesome.
I realized that when I was driving today. I was like, fuck! I don't want to drive in the Oakhurst.
Well, honestly, as long as
the cookie is fucking delicious. I'm not gonna lie.
It's amazing.
Thanks, Save Mart.
As long as we don't take
Save Mart Bakery is awesome.
Okay, as long as we don't take Brian and we don't go to where his parents' property is, mm-hmm. we'll be fine in Oakhurst.
Wait, what happened?
Okay, my roommate's dad owns a plot of land in Oakhurst. Like, they have a house on it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, they're renting it out right now because they live in Fresno. And every time I've gone up to Oakhurst with his family, shit goes wrong.
Like?
Let's see. Me and Brian went up there because they had furniture and storage up there. We were going to see if they had anything we wanted. So we took his dad's, I think his Dodge D100.
Please tell me it is the fucking truck of horrors that has, like, the seat not bolted in and...
Yeah, it's that one.
That's a fun truck to ride in.
didn't
have seatbelts when I rode in it either.
By the way,
I don't know if it still has seatbelts.
By the way, everyone, happy Labor Day.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow's Labor Day. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. That means nothing to me.
I don't even understand what Labor Day is for, to be honest with you.
I don't have to work.
Which leads me to my next question. You work in a prison, so if y'all don't have to work,
somebody
who's guarding
the prisoners?
Somebody
has to work.
No, we have to work.
Then
I just don't have to.
Oh, I see.
It's like the my shift
is just not that.
Certain
not
jobs
tomorrow.
Certain jobs can't take off for Labor Day.
Yeah, like, all right, you prisoners behave.
You air traffic control people, go ahead and take the day off. The planes will be fine.
Just sort it out amongst yourselves.
Okay, hang on, real quick though. Let me finish my story about Oakhurst.
No. Before you finish the story, you have to hand me another cookie.
Can I have a cookie?
Yeah. I fucking bought the whole box.
Yes, dude.
You only bought 3 cookies. You have to return the box after the show.
So what ended up happening is
a cookie all up in his bitch.
We went up to Oakhurst, and we're driving, and we both have Pandora radio playing in our phones, so we each have one headphone in. We're kind of just sitting there talking, and
fuck that.
Eat it anyways.
I am doing it anyway.
Don't be a bitch. Eat it anyways.
I ate that motherfucker.
Check this shit out.
Did we ever explain
the floor,
fucking plate?
Show.
Did we ever explain the don't be a bitch?
Maybe.
I think we did, but we'll get to that in a minute. So what ended up happening is we're driving up there, and his dad goes, okay, while you're up there, you need to put rat poison in the cars, because they have a couple cars in storage up there, too, including a Chevy Vega that they're going to rebuild that apparently had a transmission powerful enough that his dad shattered the gearbox.
That is amazing.
To the point, like, if you miss your shift on that gearbox, you were fucked. You will shatter the transmission.
Sound like the vehicle to learn to drive stick on.
Oh, yeah.
No,
so we
fucking
went,
learn or you I'll die.
I'm down. I'll do it.
So we went up there to put rat poison and everything in the cars, and we go around this corner, and the truck lost traction. Well, we slid back, hit an embankment, and we bent the front axle of the truck. Mm. We are now stranded in Oakhurst.
When was this?
Right after...
That's right. He's still
about a year ago.
He's still up there to this day.
Yeah, I'm not here. I'm still trapped in Oakhurst.
This is the emotional embodiment of Matt. He's Actually, you a watermelon with lips.
You have no idea how hard I have to concentrate to just broadcast my emotions.
To maintain the connection?
You have no idea.
We are actually talking to a telekinetic watermelon.
It's pretty awesome. Cool. It's pretty cool, actually. So we were stranded in Oakhurst. We called his parents, and his dad's like, "Well, I can't come get you for another couple hours." And we're like, "Fuck, all right." And he goes, "Well, call your brother; he'll come get you." And Brian's like, "No, he won't. He won't." And so we called his brother, and his brother's like, "No, dude, I got stuff to do. I can't come up there and get you." We're like, "Fuck, all right." So we walked down into Oakhurst.
From where?
On 41, you know, you pass like there's the 21st Century Realty sign,
mm-hmm.
and you're coming around that bend, right there.
Right there by Yosemite Lakes?
No, past that. It's past all that.
Okay, so like past Coarse Gold?
That ice cream truck is driven back and forth four fucking times.
Somebody go stop him.
It's right up the hill. It's literally like...
There's no kids outside. Go away, ice cream man.
From like,
I mean that in both the innocent way and the pedophile way.
Yeah.
If you stand on the side of 41 up there, you can look down and see Oakhurst.
Oh, that's Deadwood.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's where we were, and we had to walk from there down into Oakhurst.
I knew there was a name. I was sitting there thinking, I was like, what the fuck
it's
is...
Deadwood. It got its name.
And
because,
it actually has, there is actually a meaning behind it.
Yeah, there was a really big fire some like long time ago, and the trees didn't grow back right eventually, so for a long time, all the trees on that hillside were all dead.
Long enough that it became known, that section became known as Deadwood.
It was long enough so that it became Deadwood.
So it gets better, okay? We walk from his parents' property because it's kind of back, and it's like the last piece of property on that road that's where they live.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking down that, and one of the guys from one of the other houses, he pulls up his truck. He's like, "Hey, yo, you guys going down into Oakhurst?" "Yeah, you know, truck broke, whatever." He goes, "I'll give you guys a ride." So we get in his truck. We make it about...
And serial murder.
No, we make it about 10 yards, and his tire blows out.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Did he tell you to get the fuck out of his truck?
No, he was like, "Oh, dude, yo, I'm sorry, guys." And he's like, we're like, "Oh, you know, it's okay."
And this is your cue to diet.
It's like, all right, yo, we'll walk in. That,
I don't even want to know what would happen if I sat in that fucking truck.
We'll walk into Oakhurst. It's cool. And so he turns around and goes back up to his place. We're like, all right, whatever. So we walk down into Oakhurst and then come to find out, like, we go to get lunch, come to find out, I don't have any money. My bank account was completely empty.
Oh, no.
I hate it when that happens.
And so Brian had to pay for my lunch. And so we're sitting there and we have, like, these big-ass, like, burritos and beer. And we're just sitting there, we're like, fuck today. So I go back up there with his parents a couple months later.
Oh, no.
And we're going to go work on the property a little bit.
I like how you've been gesturing with a cookie for the last, like, 5 minutes.
The hot water heater caught on fire while we were working on it. We went to light the pilot light, and it goes, boom. We're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, don't do that.
It actually burned through the water line, so the water actually put itself out.
Well, that was convenient.
The water put itself out.
Yes, the water heater put itself out. Then we had to go
That's
from
engineering.
There. We had to go from there and buy brand new piping for the hot water heater at the whatever hardware store is in there. And come to find out, as we're driving into Oakhurst, Brian's dad goes, "Yeah, I took my meds this morning. I probably shouldn't be driving." Fuck!
What meds?
Dude, his dad is on, like, severe pain medication.
Oh, okay.
No, dear, that's wrong.
No, it's right, if you know Brian's dad. But, so we're sitting there, and we're just like, I was just like, fuck, man. Then, we're on the way back.
Did he fall asleep?
No, we lived. We're on the way back from Oakhurst, and we're at about Valley Children's.
Uh-huh.
And their transmission starts dumping transmission fluid.
Valley Children's.
Valley
Children's is my area,
dude.
That's Madera Ranch.
To the point
thereabouts, about a block south.
We lost every gear, and it was leaking transmission fluid faster than we could put it in.
Just a random aside, Valley Children's. Since you had mentioned it, and I had made some comment on it, biggest fucking hospital ever.
It's enormous.
Have you ever actually been in Valley Children's?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is ridiculous.
3 weeks in there, twice a week. Little sister.
Mm-hmm. Now, Valley Children's is, like I said, I lived in Madera Ranch. It was right there when they were building Valley Children's. So
see, I've been in the old Valley Children's too.
I like how it's all downtown. Fucking colorful and shit. Which
looks like a clown threw up in there.
It really does. Although speaking of a colorful reminds me.
Speaking of clowns puking.
Because that's always an amazing segue into the next conversation.
No, I think it's fucking mean. You probably know because you drive around. You probably know because you drive around a bit. All right. You get down. You're driving down 99 at about American. Actually, it is at American.
Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's the fucking... It's a juvenile facility, yes, I believe.
Yep, it's color-coded.
Yeah, it's all fucking colorful. I was like, that's just mean.
Yeah, I...
That it's like
what facility is that? I know it's... I just never knew the...
That's Fresno County Juvenile Hall.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the color coding for?
It's a cruel joke. You're stuck in jail. They're just like, look at happy colors everywhere.
No, it's
code
actually,
pink.
It's color coded based on
the
like,
severity
yeah.
of what
I didn't actually know that, but
what the juvenile has quote unquote been.
Oh my god. My sister just sent me a text message. She says the walls in the hospital cafeteria are awesome. Apparently Megan's listening.
Oh,
hello Megan.
Pretty cool. Because I was there forever when my sister, she had her femur broken in the first grade.
Now I just want to go to the cafeteria.
I want to go to the hospital.
Playground,
I have an idea.
So she was in the hospital for 2 weeks.
Let's injure a child and then bring it flowers and go to the cafeteria.
I'm in.
But no, it's...
You realize you could just go into
let's
the cafeteria.
Let's ask Ice Cream Man. You know he has a child around
you
there
know
somewhere.
You could just
yeah,
go
in the freezer.
You know you could just go into the cafeteria without any reason being there, right?
No.
The look on Matt's face is priceless right now.
We need an alibi, Ronnie. We can't just go in there. What if they start asking questions?
They're not going to...
You missed something.
Yeah, what if they have Matt guarding the concessions, Dan?
Well, then we'll bribe him.
I will fucking mace
then
you.
Then we'll bribe him with M&M cookies.
Oh, my God.
Sir, can you mace my salad, please?
Can you mace my saddle?
Dude, you guys... Okay. Okay, have any of you in here ever been hit with mace?
Yes.
I've smelled it.
I have.
Dude. Well, were you hit with mace or with OC?
Why were you hit with mace is my first question.
Remember I had to fight those 500-pound twins at the bar?
Never told me that story.
Oh, I got a story then.
We'll have a story in a minute, but...
I think it was actually pepper.
For me, this is a work story.
I think it was pepper spray. Well, mine was
I'm not doing
too.
It.
You'll blow everyone's out.
I was at work.
Ronnie's
when I
looking
got
at
mace
me
too.
All mad because I was going... Well, I was sitting there looking like I was going to put my headphones on the microphone again, which I have done before.
Dude, it blew our ears out. Jumped out of a chair.
No, yeah, but I got maced because we were trying to get these two gigantic twins out. When I say gigantic, they're like 6'8" and like 400 pounds apiece. It was ridiculous. And
was it
they,
okay? Just for reference, it was two guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Like, I was like, dude, two chicks that were 6'8" and like fucking 400 pounds. Oh my god!
No, I was going to do it anyway.
It was
after I turned off my
birthday.
Mic, but I wasn't sure if that would still cause problems. So I'll be good. I'll behave.
Put them on the table if you're going to take
anyway,
them off.
No.
So, yeah, we ended up having... Mobile. When we were pushing them out the door, they started swinging on us and stuff. So the guy that was helping me pulled his pepper spray out and just soaked them. And then the wind kicked up and right back in our faces.
Seems like gel would be better in that situation.
Yeah, gel probably would have been a better bet.
Which
is what I used to carry.
Yeah, he used to carry pepper gel.
Ooh,
it's like toothpaste.
No, it's worse than the toothpaste.
Oh my god, could you imagine if you put that on your...
No, I mean it in...
It's like Vaseline.
I mean in like consistency.
Oh.
No, it's like Vaseline.
Oh, so wait, does it burn or no?
Yeah, it burns, but it's impossible
it's,
to get it off your face.
It's Vaseline with the pepper shit in it.
Could you imagine...
Could you imagine using that as a lubricant?
Could you imagine brushing your teeth with that?
Shut up.
No, I got hit with OC on Monday.
What is OC?
I cannot pronounce it, but it is...
Well, you're going to try. Cool. Just
it is fucking painful.
Orange County.
Yeah, you got hit with the entirety of Orange County.
I'm from Orange County.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's oleoresin...
I'm from here.
Capsaicin?
Yeah, capsaicin.
Yeah.
Which is the food fact that's the chemical in peppers to make it hot. Yeah.
And that's what it's in pepper spray.
Yes. And now...
But still, I digress. I told Matt this the other night.
No, fuck you. No, fuck you.
No, because you are going...
I'm not eating it.
Yes, you are. You are going to eat it. I'm going to make... There's only one thing hotter than pepper spray. That is pure capsaicin.
And that is?
Pure capsaicin.
It's pure, the thing that makes peppers hot.
And you cook with it?
Yeah.
I'm down.
Okay, so
it's you know the
Brett, sauce, so.
It's like 1,000 times harder than a jalapeno.
Worst things have happened.
Brett.
Dude,
Brett.
I got... Hey, Brett. Fuck you. I got curb stomped by a 13-year-old in the nuts yesterday. All right?
And story number two.
Bro, I'm sorry. I have to give you a bro fist of apologetic.
Dude, it still hurts.
Okay, real quick. Let me finish my mace story. All right, so there was this dude that was that's taller than... That's actually taller than you and me.
Huh?
And his muscles are, like, probably bigger than your head. I was telling you this... I was telling you guys this at Bapshaw's.
Well, I wasn't there.
Wait, what were you telling me? I zoned out for a second looking at your face for some reason. I don't want to explain it.
When I got maced, I told you guys the story at Bapshaw's.
Well, I wasn't there, so tell it anyway.
Okay.
You remember we were drinking, right?
That's true.
Tell the goddamn story.
Okay, so he's taller than you and me, and his muscles are, like, fucking huge. Dude, he dropped like a bitch.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me that. Okay, I remember.
Like, okay, how...
I forgot we were talking about pepper spray for
how it worked.
Jesus, man.
Dude, I'm out of it today.
How did you drive?
How did I drive? Carefully.
Like how, a human?
Well, how it works for getting pepper sprayed when you're a peace officer for the class is they take you to wherever they're going to hit you with it, and for police, it's different because they actually have an obstacle course. For me, I just had to get hit with it and be able to clean it off. Just that way I know what I'm doing to somebody when I hit them with it. And so I'm sitting, so the guy's sitting there, and you have your eyes closed, and he goes, if you, like, squeeze your eyes shut, he goes, I'm going to spray you more.
Oh, great.
Wait, so you don't have to catch it full in the face with your eyes open?
No.
Oh, that's a disappointment.
I suppose you could if you wanted to.
We had one guy, I wasn't there for it, but we had one guy who tried to take the full ride. It's terrible.
You should have done it with one eye closed and one eye open so you could compare and contrast the pain.
No, because the second it hits your eyes slam shut uncontrollably.
Oh, so I looked it up. So your little law enforcement pepper spray.
Oh, it's nowhere near as hot as no, whatever you're going to describe.
It is 2 million right now. 2 million on a Scoville scale. So it's pretty hot.
It's pretty bad.
What exactly is the Scoville scale?
It's the
measure of whatever the fuck that shit's called.
How hot capsaicin is. Pure capsaicin, on the other hand, 16 million.
What's the hottest thing in the world?
That.
Pure capsaicin.
That is the hottest thing in the world?
The hottest thing in the world.
What is your standard, like, chili pepper? Standard. Just out for comparison. Because I know it's not even close.
Like a jalapeno?
I mean, bell pepper is none.
Well, yeah, bell pepper is zero. That I know.
Zero.
I
jalapeno? Jalapeno is 3,000.
Oh, wow.
So, and Matt got hit with 2 million.
What's a habanero?
Habanero is...
I know exactly the chart you're looking at because I've seen it too.
35,000.
What about a ghost pepper?
Ghost pepper is the same as pepper spray.
That 2 million.
So think about
and
that.
And pure is eight times the
actually,
hot.
Wow.
So think about that. I got hit with a ghost chili.
Pretty much.
In the eye.
Ow. I think that's right. I don't know if this is the right pepper or not, but because I've never heard of it, surprisingly. Oh, no, it's not. So ghost chili is not as hot as pepper spray. It's about 1 million.
And ghost chili is like...
Dude, you know what I think about when I hear
like
ghost
actual,
peppers?
Ghost chili is like the hottest pepper you can
pepper?
Actually...
Modern Warfare.
There's one more. There's
like
one,
a pepper wearing a baklava with a skull on it.
There's one more There's one more
I
pepper.
I picture like a translucent pepper just like there's haunting
one,
your house.
There's one more pepper. There's one more pepper that's hotter than that, and it's called the Trinidad Mongrel Scorpion.
Like I said, I've seen that.
Let me see it.
That chart.
Scorpion pepper?
I cry from bell peppers. So
you're a pansy.
I really am.
It's a golf ball sized pepper, and it says, okay. So the people
it says never bite into this.
No, they said you take a bite. It doesn't seem so bad. Then it builds and builds and builds, so it becomes quite nasty.
That seems like an understatement of the fucking century.
Well, so what?
And no, it's not bell pepper. Bell pepper will not kill. But really, I have zero tolerance with hot stuff. That's what made our lava lamp so painful.
Okay,
that could have been worse. What made it suck for me was mainly the Everclear.
If I put pure capsaicin in that,
I kind of want
to. We would go to the hospital. We drank Everclear. That can kill you.
I'm almost.
It would burn you. It would probably burn you. It would probably give you an ulcer.
I almost. I'm tempted.
It'd give you.
Let me finish my mace story real quick.
Go ahead. You finish your mace.
Okay. Story. So, hey.
Well, hey. This is a discussion we'll have to have because it involves major life decisions.
All right. So,
think about my throat.
Okay. So that one
maybe
guy.
Maybe we can do this for the year anniversary.
What we're talking about, if you people haven't picked up on it, is Everclear and pure capsaicin
in the same cup.
Just so I can laugh. You
the goddamn cookies, man.
Fuck yeah, dude. These cookies are like crack.
They really are. I won't eat.
It's like a bucket of crack.
What's amazing about this is, I don't know if you people are aware, I don't eat stuff like this, like, ever.
I think he has, like, he has one M&M per 6 decades.
Not that bad, but I will have, like, 2 bags of M&M a year, and that's about it as far as sweets go. I don't eat sweet stuff.
And you had 3 cookies tonight.
It's not that I don't like sweet stuff. It's that whenever I don't have it, I'm not like, man, I really need to have it. If I have it, I'll eat it all. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, like, uncontrolled. I have to go buy M&Ms. I just will eat them if I have them. So I tell people, don't buy me stuff like that, because I'll eat it. But as a result, I don't you have sweets very often.
So what ended up happening was, the guy who was bigger and, like, bodybuilder buff dropped like a bitch.
Show muscles.
You know, you're going to really hope he doesn't hear this episode.
He won't.
I'm just saying, one of these days, we're going to be famous and shit. Well, and he's going to listen to the backlogs.
If he does listen to it and it comes up on you, just pepper spray him. You know it's effective.
I'm going to be like, dude, the girl who got hit with us took it better than both of us.
Well, that, I'm going to go back on his comment. That was funny.
Damn cookies, stop.
At
least I didn't drop it on the floor.
So the guy, he was sitting there, and he was, like, freaking out, starting to panic. And it took him fucking forever to get it, like, to get away from, because they built a PVC rig that has it so it comes up through tubes and, like, sprays it just a little bit so you can get it on your face. And, which, by the way, adding water to that stuff is the worst thing you can do, but you have to get it off your face somehow.
Did you end up peppering your balls like you had been warned?
No, I didn't. And I'll explain how that works in a minute.
I still say I want to do that to you.
It's less. It's not as bad as that.
No,
sounds.
I want to test how suave this motherfucker really is. I want to pepper spray his balls and take him to a club and see if he can still get someone to go home with him. Because he's had brilliant luck lately.
If you can sleep with somebody with pepper spray on your balls, she's a trooper, dude.
She's a fucking trooper.
Shitty luck lately. Every time it just fucking doesn't work out. Anyways, so what ended up happening? He's panicking. The girl gets hit with it. She didn't say a word. Like, he got hit with it, and they walk you over to the water. They go, all right, open your eyes. And he opens his eyes and goes, oh, fuck! And starts, like, panicking and freaking out. The girl opened her eyes, shut her eyes, and just started cleaning her face. And she didn't say a word.
Like a boss. She got the job.
You know what? She's probably screaming inside.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, dude.
Everybody's,
no doubt.
Everybody's
I like
screaming
him screaming on the outside.
Everybody's screaming inside, but it's a matter of the fact that she's harder than these motherfuckers.
Dude, she was fucking hardcore.
Watch you go. You go out and ask her on a date. She drops you to the floor, laying flat. Second.
Well, we do know he's susceptible to guillotines.
Hopefully, she follows him.
Oh my god! I'm susceptible to guillotines.
She would break his pelvis.
Gotta work on some defense.
Death by snoo snoo. Death by snoo snoo.
Oh, so speaking of randomly, while I was mentioning it, Brett, we have to beat the shit out of Matt.
Why?
He has to work in juvenile corrections. He may have to deal with rowdy people. We must educate him.
No. See, the thing with that is,
shut up. Let me have this.
No. This is our moment.
No, the thing about that is, the second we see him start getting rowdy, we yell cover, and if they don't drop to the floor, we mace him. Just
straight up.
Fucking.
So, I still would be, if I was in your position, I'd be worried about somebody fucking double-legging
so
me.
So no teep kicks?
I know, huh?
I carry a Mark 9 Fogger. That thing has a pull pin and a fucking pistol grip on it.
That sounds amazing.
That cylinder is about as wide around as this bowl.
Uh-oh. So wait, is it like a gas
because
chamber?
Because fuck you, that's why.
Is it like a gas chamber when they mace them, or?
No, we actually use the liquid, so it's literally.
So it's like a sprinkler system.
It's like taking a piss on somebody.
Wait, so
it comes out in like a steady stream.
Just, so what I'm saying is
make
the
joke.
God damn it! Oh, I'm going to hell. No, but no, I think you're going to need a bigger gas chamber.
No, it's something we carry.
Oh, so
I pull it off my side and just go. Anyways,
is that illegal?
What?
Making Jew jokes on the air?
Probably.
Anyways, illegal, no.
No, I'm not going to even go into
He's not working in a concentration camp.
I'll get into my political beliefs, and I don't want to get into that.
They have a gas chamber, apparently.
And an oven. Anyways.
Well, how else are they going to cook the pizzas?
Okay, so what ends up happening... I get hit with it, and I was the last one. So I'm standing there, and he goes, all right, close your eyes, close my eyes. And I hear him go, cover, OC, 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 OC. And just fucking, he goes from ear to ear on me. So my ears were on fire. And that's actually literally what getting hit with this stuff feels like. It feels like dipping your face in fire.
I've done that.
And then,
it was caused by a can of hairspray.
But... No, it was wasp spray.
Oh.
And then also, it feel like in your eyes, it feels like someone took molten sand and just went,
molten sand.
Molten sand.
It's glass, dude.
Yeah.
No.
I was thinking it, but I wasn't saying it.
It they managed to keep it in sand form while it's molten. That's how bad that stuff is.
Don't you mean it'd be like throwing embers in your face?
No, molten sand.
Embers aren't even hot enough.
Just believe me, molten sand. That's the only way to describe this.
Try it on him, see how he likes it.
What? Pepper spray me?
Oh, no, I don't have it in my car. Dude.
Then it would just be a hate crime.
Ooh, okay.
Touché, sir.
We're going away from that subject right there. So I get hit with it, and he tells me to open my eyes. I open my eyes, and all I do is go, oh, God, and shut my eyes. But, man, dude, I had that shit cleaned off faster than either of the other two. And literally, I'm sitting there, and he goes, all right, can you look at me? Can you look at me? And I just go, I look at him for a second, pop my eyes open, like, fucking, just out of pure anger, I was just like, and he goes, all right, you're good, go. And just lets me leave.
And then you drive home.
No, then he goes to work.
I had work that day.
That sucks. So you had to work through pepper spray?
Yes.
Bravo.
And so basically what I told the kids is like, I got hit with mace today. I'm not in the mood to be fucked with. You keep your shit in line. Otherwise, I'm going to fucking drop you.
Yeah. Is it an all male?
Yeah, it's all male. Well, I work at the boot camp now, so it's all male. Okay. They have females in the hall. Which actually, one of them, I was working in the hall for a week.
I mean, like, well, I wouldn't call them prisoners, but you know what I mean.
They're inmates, technically.
Inmates.
They're technically inmates.
Actually, I think the proper term is wards.
Wards.
Of the state.
Yeah.
Wards of the state.
Sounds
like a movie.
They have
sounds
females,
like a disease.
They have females at the hall, which one of them, she went home while I was at the hall, and then I started at the boot camp, and I hear from one of the other officers there, they're like, yeah, so-and-so's back. I was like, seriously? She's left like 2 days ago. And they're all, yeah, you know, she's crying about it. And I was like, well, you violated your parole. What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, though, dude. That was just, honestly, I've been in 3 motorcycle accidents. I've had both the arteries on top of my skull crushed. And being hit with OC is the worst thing I've ever felt in my life.
You can't call them motorcycle accidents.
You tipped over.
No, one of them I flipped in the middle of an intersection.
Oh, I didn't hear about that one. Okay, so that's one.
Then I was riding Justin's dad's...
And you hit a puddle. You got it.
No. I didn't even hit the puddle. That's the shitty part.
And fucking dumped it. That's why I was laughing when you said
I didn't even hit the puddle. I was sitting there fucking...
You know, that is the problem. That's the problem with this show and all of us knowing each other is I know your bullshit.
I hit the brakes.
There's no buffing stories here.
I hit the brakes, hit the clutch, downshifted, clutch out, brake out, gas, and the bike decided to fucking nosedive. And it slammed me into the ground so hard that this guy in his house comes rushing out and goes, I heard you hit the ground from inside. I was like, fuck.
Do you realize that it took him that much time and description to say, dude, I ate shit?
Now, Matt, Matt, let me put this on your mind for a second. Imagine if it wasn't a guy that came out, it was a really, really hot girl.
Oh, no, my ankle. And my boner.
Oh, God, it hurts.
I broke my boner.
Hitting the ground like that gave me such a boner. No, you have to say you have to say you broke your boner and ask if she's a nurse.
Touche, salesman. And this round goes to Justin.
My fucking 4G is shit or something out here. I've been trying.
No, it's Ronnie's house.
I've been trying.
I don't have service
to
at
look
all.
At a picture of a Mark 9 Fogger since he mentioned it.
My
best friend's niece was actually.
I don't even have service. I'm in SOS mode right now. I'm just using his Wi-Fi.
With some guy, and he took off at 95 on the freeway.
Is his Wi-Fi open?
Did she fucking fall?
And she fell. He took off. And parts of her arm, she was missing skin all the way down to her bone.
Oh boy.
And so he was arrested for a hit and run because he left her.
I'm sure my dad has had some fucking accidents.
Besides the chainsaw to the...
That's not a motorcycle accident. If he did that while riding a motorcycle, then he's even more manly than we thought.
Which I didn't know was possible. At this
he's
point.
Like fucking Let's Chuck Norris's grandmaster.
No, Chuck Norris
I know
looks
he,
under the bed I know, for Rod Todd.
Yeah. I know my dad apparently used to be able to surf on his fucking bike.
Used to be able to like get
stand
up
on the seat. And, oh he used to do God. That across
yeah,
the circuit.
Yeah, that shit's fucking dangerous.
Across the Circuit City parking lot. Right there at Blackstone Barstone?
Uh-huh. Yeah, fuck that. That shit's dangerous.
Dude, your dad becomes a bigger badass every time you mention him.
I know he's done that because he's mentioned that to me. I don't know how full of shit he is. I obviously can't prove it.
Let's just not prove it and revel in his glory.
But yeah, there is the chainsaw thing. Like I said, that was not him riding a motorcycle.
Let's see.
I just noticed something. When we started this podcast...
That's what a Mark Dino C looks like.
It's a fire extinguisher.
Pretty much.
But
it starts
a fire in your face.
Yes.
But could you imagine if it actually shot fire?
It's a fire opposite extinguisher.
So
it's an unextinguisher.
I wear this.
I know. I look.
It's a fire unextinguisher.
No, it's a fire starter.
No, I like unextinguisher.
I wear that.
Fire unextinguisher.
Fire unextinguisher is what that is.
So I looked around the table, and I noticed when we started this podcast, only one of the people on this table didn't have really facial hair, and that was Justin.
When did the show start?
A year ago,
almost a year ago.
You didn't have facial hair then.
Fuck.
Now it switched over this way, and Matt doesn't have facial hair.
I don't have facial.
Well,
hair.
Well, hold on, that doesn't make any sense because Ashley doesn't have facial hair either.
If I had facial hair, we'd have an issue.
No, we'd have fucking comedy. That's what we'd have.
I'm going to give her a mustache.
The reason I don't have facial...
That's what she'd wear for Halloween is a mustache.
The reason I don't have facial hair is because working at the hall, I decided that I don't want anything that the kids can actually grab a hold of.
That's why you keep it short.
You're male. There's plenty of things they can grab a hold of.
Yeah, and especially one of them just may want to.
Not in those BDUs, man. Like, you can't get a hold of shit in those BDUs. By the way, BDUs are the most amazing pants in the world. For those of you that don't know, like everybody listening to this podcast, go out and buy BDUs. I don't care. Yep. I don't care what your gender is. I don't care. Go buy BDUs. They're fucking amazing.
They're not that impossible to grab the whole things of.
What? Three? Are you wearing shorts or BDUs?
Right now?
Yeah.
Shorts.
Ah, I was going to say, well, you are, yes, Matt, or no? Fuck no. You people. BDU Master Ace.
I wore BDUs yesterday. Or the day. No, it was the day
before
yesterday.
I need to go back... And pick up a pair of ACUs.
Problems over there?
I need to go pick up a pair of ACUs for when I play paintball, but I need to go pick up another pair of BDUs just so I have a spare set.
BDUs, battle dress uniform, people can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Military pants.
ACUs, army combat uniform, which is the...
Neither of those are impossible to grab a hold of extra appendages. Just...
Well, then the person needs pants that fits better.
My ex. Military.
Yeah, that's true.
Trust me. I've had lots of experience.
Giggity.
Oh my god, dude. And you know the best thing about where I work right now is that it's a fucking family. Like, I've only been there 2 weeks and it's a fucking family already.
Like, that's good, at least.
How many people started with you, though?
At the same time? Nobody. It was me. I started.
Isn't that kind of how it always starts out in certain situations?
There's one guy that started 2 weeks before me. And then I started, and then I think anybody else started like 3 months before that. But it's fucking family. It's so fun.
That makes work so much nicer.
Yeah, I mean, like, nobody talks down on each other. I mean, people talk down on each other if you've been there long enough, but, like, fucking...
You don't have your same boss.
Yeah, I don't have my same boss, which, goddamn.
So...
Fucking thank you.
I feel like there's, like, four stories we were going to tell after you finished yours, and I can't remember them now.
One of them was me being curb stomped.
Oh, yeah. Go.
Okay, go.
Yeah.
There was other ones, though, but I don't remember them.
We'll think of them.
Yeah.
Well, the other one was me being pepper sprayed, but I already gave you the shorthand version. The full version,
Brett's
really...
good at shorthand.
Well, yeah, it's short in comparison.
I was wondering what ankle you're going
to
go with.
It's short in comparison to your hand? I'm sorry, dude.
Touché.
That was wrong.
And now I
Brett
am
has
the
a
master.
Small penis. Go.
Okay, so what story am I telling?
Oh, yeah.
Curb stomp to the balls.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. Well, essentially what happened is I was wrestling around with my nephews yesterday, and because we were at Roding Park for, like, it was him and his twin sister's birthday party or whatever. And so we were, he just got into karate, so he likes to spar with me because he knows that I did it. So we start sparring and just fighting around, and I'm throwing him all over the place, and I'm just beating the tar out of this kid, and everyone's having a good time. And then, like,
fucking mad mode activate.
Dude, he tried to hit me in the nuts 4 times previously, and I kept blocking him. And then he just caught me off guard, and I was trying to get him in a heel hook, and he kept squirming around, and I didn't want to hurt him, so I was being real loose about it. And then he just swings his other foot over, and just as hard as he could muster, just fucking crushes my testicles.
How much hate do you think was in that?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he's still alive.
Then you're a better man than I am.
Oh.
Yes.
He hit me in the nuts, and then I was just laying there on the ground going, okay, everyone, get away from me. I'm in pain, and I don't want to get away.
And then your mother kicks us all out of the house.
Yeah. Did your mother kick everybody out of Roding Park and
no.
get everybody out on the lawn and start yelling about how she wants grandkids? And
I like that story.
If I wasn't sterile before, I am now. My balls still hurt a little bit. Like, there's still some soreness.
Welcome to my fucking world.
Oh my God! I mean, that's essentially,
yeah. You do hurt them doing nothing.
That's essentially what happened. Is he hit me in the balls, and then that was kind of it. Then my balls are in peril all day. And then what happens? My sister Julie runs out of gas in her new Trailblazer. So me and Fred and her we had to go. She was stranded on Herndon. We get in my car and we go over there, and we had to push the Trailblazer off of Herndon. So I'm in devastating peril with my balls, having to push a 4,000-pound vehicle. And
I remember having to put – I obviously hadn't been curb stomped in the dick before, previous, but I remember having to push the Mustang from fucking McDonald's to the house. That's about a block and a half.
Yeah, from up the street. Damn.
Dude.
And that Mustang is not light.
Oh, no.
It's made of metal.
67?
Yes.
It's a solid steel.
Yeah, solid steel.
And I had to push it.
Ouch.
It is very heavy. Hardest part, obviously, getting up my driveway, which is apparently so steep it goes backwards and defies the laws of physics.
Yes, I'm okay with that.
We did. One time we had to push the I was trying to push the red Jeep and up the driveway because it wouldn't start. And I couldn't, because that red Jeep is also heavy. I couldn't push it. And so me and my mom were like, fuck it. We got in the gold Jeep and we used the gold Jeep to push the red Jeep into the fucking driveway.
That's epic.
So in reference, Brett, to your getting curb stomped by a 13-year-old in the balls, I've become somewhat an expert in being hit in the balls.
That's not something to be proud of.
I'm not proud of it, but it's unfortunate, but it happens. And it seems to happen to me more than it should.
That is brilliant.
But...
Okay, so why are you an expert in getting hit in the balls?
Because my roommate seems to have it out for my balls. I don't fucking know.
I remember one of them.
Dude, my bass player hits me in the balls all the time. Because I'll do something to fuck with him. Like, and then he'll just sack tap the shit out of me.
You should, like, tune his bass down.
No.
Unplug his bass amp.
No.
I don't
even notice.
You're not understanding. I don't want him to hit me in the balls. But he does. So
Give him a pop brandy first.
Hit him back.
You should cut his strings.
Brett.
Dude, bass strings are like $40 a pack, and
yeah.
That's for low-end shit.
Brett, next time you're ejaculating glow sticks, slip.
You should ejaculate glow sticks.
I'm not going to hit him in the balls in the middle of the show. That's terrible.
Nope, yeah. if he is all that is man, he will be able to keep playing.
Oh, I'm so tempted, but... Damn!
Tis the most messy thing in the world.
I would pay for that shit later. You have no idea the repercussions of that. Like, he would take my microphone when I'm not looking and rub it all over his asshole and shit, and then put it back up on the mic stand while I'm outside or something, and then I'm going to come back into the studio.
And scream into it.
And put it on my mouth.
And you people, you tend to get intimate with your mic.
Quite, right.
So, well, no, there's usually the way I hold it. I hold it with my middle finger, and so there, I use my forefinger as a gap between my mouth and the microphone.
But it's close enough for you.
Yeah, it's close enough to where I'd smell his asshole, and if, like, you know...
My best part is that you couldn't be like... You'd have to finish. You'd have to keep singing.
No, see, well, brilliant. No, what the real terrible part is that he would know it was his asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be like...
You know what happened?
I was like, Chris...
When I was working at Bottom, here's another story for you that involves my face in close proximity where an ass once was.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. When I was working at the nightclub, I ended up getting sick, and I was, like, throwing up. And I ended up going into work anyway because I didn't want to lose the hour, so I went into work.
So you were in the shitter.
No, my coworker was first, and he's a big dude.
I like where the story's going, because you suffered.
He's a big half-black guy, and he had just
eaten. How can we all glance? Just a quick passing glance at Ronnie before we look back at you continuing the story.
Imagine putting your face... that was mine, but I don't care right now. Anyway, so imagine... So, he goes in the bathroom and he comes out and he's like, "Dude,
that's the bad thing."
Dude, I should not have had those tacos. Or he said something. I don't remember what he said he ate, but apparently it tore him up pretty good. So then, like, not even 2 minutes later, I get that, you know, that the feeling where it starts coming up your throat. Yeah, and I was like, "Oh, son of a bitch!" So I just bolt to the bathroom and I just like. It was like something out of a 70s rock show. You slide it on your knees, and I like slide up to the toilet, and then I was like, ugh! And then you know that big inhale.
Yes,
total ass. Oh, that's lovely.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh my God. What else do I have for this fun work-related stuff so far? Oh, so it's weird. At the boot camp, we have to, when you walk into the room...
Give me a moment to shake off my shame. That still hurts me.
When you walk into the room, okay, the kids have to call attention.
Oh, like, that's amazing.
Every time I walk in the room...
Just like, walk in, leave. Yeah. Just like 5 times just to fuck with them.
You'll hear...
And then you're going to get shanked in the hallway, but...
No, the boot camp kids are.
Do you get
really
to yell
good.
At them?
Yeah, actually, we do.
Do they give you smart-ass remarks like when you yell at them saying, like, you know?
No, we'll ask them, why were you talking? I wasn't talking. You're talking right now. Well,
sir, yes, sir, because you were talking to me, sir. Then you would say.
Then I tell them, no, you were talking before. I saw your lips moving. But sir, I wasn't talking. It was him.
But sir, I think you're just hearing things. Maybe your hearing's gone bad.
And then
actually, I got
the pepper spray.
I got cleared for work by the doctor, and the best part is he actually told me that according to California state law, they cannot deny me a job because of that.
Honestly, if I was at your camp ever, I know I'm too old for it, but
no, you're indefinitely too old.
But if I was ever in your camp, I'd probably have gotten pepper sprayed at least like 5 times the first day.
Well, none of the kids know about my hearing.
I know, but still, I would have made that comment either way.
Why is there a random ass M&M right here?
I've been staring at that thing since the beginning of the show, and I've been waiting to see if you would notice it.
Well, it was camouflaged.
Dude, it was from your first cookie.
Was it?
Yes, when we started the show, it fell off when you took it out of the bucket.
So the kids all have to snap to attention, and if they don't, dude, I can make them fucking do like, I can be like, all right, 1,000 push-ups, go.
That's a lot of push-ups.
And they have to.
What if they can't do 1,000 push-ups?
Oh, it takes them all day.
That's kind of mean.
That's awesome.
And, like, if they're sitting there and, like, if we just did restroom calls and then we go somewhere and they're like, oh, I got to go use the restroom. It's like, dude, you're going to owe me. Well, how many am I – what am I going to owe you? And I'll sit there and be like, you're going to owe me, I don't know, 500 cancer removers. It's literally
that funny. Easy to cure cancer. We need to just put all the juvenile kids to work.
A cancer remover is literally, it's like – It's this fucking, like, you literally do, like, eight things, and that counts, and that's one. It's, like, a push-up, fucking, like, jumping jack. Oh, God, I don't even remember what all is in it, but there's literally, like, eight steps for it, and then that's one. And you have to do it again and again. And I can be like, oh, you owe me 500 cancer removers.
That just sounds beautiful.
It sounds cruel.
And then, so when the kids snap to attention,
it's just straight up cruelty.
I just kind of look around, see if everybody stopped, and then just carry on. And all, and you hear one of the kids shout, "Carry on!" And everybody goes back to what they're doing.
Is there any like? Is or there anything you can't really do there besides not like besides rape an inmate or something?
Beat them with a stick.
Yeah, we actually aren't allowed to carry any weaponry except the mace.
Beat them mace with the is mace. Pretty. Mace is pretty.
Beat them with a can.
Beat them with a can. No, beat them with a chair.
Yeah, could you use weapons from the
no,
facility?
No, that's considered excessive force.
You don't have
waterboard them.
No, not anymore.
Do, you need to carry the whoop ass stick.
I'm gonna buy one anyways.
A whoop ass stick.
What a knife stick or the whoop ass stick?
The
yeah.
Oh, I've got a PR-24.
It's a telescoping baton.
Dude, you know what you should make a
really
you should modify your
like
whoop
the Tonfa style and everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
You should modify your whoop ass stick to carry this thing, to carry like a thin pouch that once you hit it, it releases pepper spray.
That'd be amazing.
Oh, and then I by law, I have to carry a Miranda rights card.
Well, duh. So wait, so you don't even have to say it, you just show him it?
No, read it.
Oh, really? I thought you had to read it off your card.
I might have to. I don't know.
I never paid attention to that part. It's
no,
okay.
Actually, I haven't taken that class yet. I have laws. I have laws of arrest in.
Oh my God, October. That's kind of funny. They put you to work before
read,
you learn
the.
Paragraph
on the back of the card.
That's kind of funny that you that they put you to work already.
That I'm a registered peace officer.
That's kind of funny though that they put you to work.
Penal code.
That's
yes.
Yes.
Because.
Go ahead. Carry on.
No, I'm just saying that's funny because I know you.
Well,
I know
actually,
you can.
Here's
you
the reason.
Do not. I know you. Can, I know you can arrest people without reading their Miranda rights.
You
can do that.
Don't weigh 190 pounds.
Hold, no, but, I don't. They fucked up on my weight. Read the read the paragraph on the back of the card.
How much do you really weigh?
About 87.
I weigh 170.
No, you weigh about 87, maybe.
When I'm soaking wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a poodle.
Sorry, I'm reading.
And a boner.
I'm preparing. For
and a boner.
Wait, you're not 6'2 either.
Yes, I am.
Are you?
He is.
No, I'm 6'2".
Never seen. I know you're not one. You're like one. you're like, you weigh one. Matthew G. Smith.
Yeah.
Gangsta
I'm,
Smith.
I'm a registered
You
officer.
Look way yeah. too happy in that picture to be working
His
at a juvenile correction
center.
His face
looks super round
in that photo. It does randomly. It's like,
So I learned something new just now. I'm on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, no. Yeah. We haven't gotten
sexy. Yeah,
nice.
That's what I've been on too.
I'm from so have we? So you guys have been doing your research for?
Yeah,
oh
I
my
discovered
God.
That a laugh is a smile having an orgasm.
Yep.
This is now. This is yeah. This will I guess we'll go into our Urban Dictionary word of the day.
Do
thing.
We have a sample for that?
No.
Okay. Not yet. We need one.
4 years ago. Now.
There's also reverse cock block.
Yeah, that was the second one. I like that one.
Actually, I kind of do, but we'll do that later.
I have to get my glasses anyways.
For reference, Ronnie.
See shit.
Oh, okay. It's kind of funny because it looks like you had plastic surgery in your jaw.
Dude,
you know what happened?
Stop.
I gained weight.
Oh,
so
awesome.
your jaw
Here's one.
Went down because you gained
Sproul
weight.
Sproul shock.
Dude, I can almost not read the back of that.
Card. I wasn't sure if I wanted to say that one. I decided that it was probably a good one, though.
No, okay, all right, listen.
Hold on real quick before we get into that. The thing is bed browsing, but that's not what I was... I told you guys what I did right after I got my phone, right?
Fucking dropped it.
Yeah. I didn't tell you that. I had my phone for, like, a day, and I was laying in bed doing stuff, and I was just like, that doesn't really happen. I smacked myself in the face.
I think you did tell me that, actually.
I did that the day... And I keep seeing people do that, and I was like, that never happens.
Okay. All right, so our first word of the day... is scroll shock. And anyone that is listening to this obviously has the internet, and I'm sure this has happened to them before.
It happened to me earlier today.
What, you smack your face again?
No, scroll shock. Scroll shock is when casually browsing a web page and scrolling down, you come across a picture that you had no intention or want to view.
I see that all the time.
Jack with tissue in hand. Oh, hell yeah. This whore at the top of the page is hot. Let me scroll down and see what else this wonderful site has to show. Scrolling, scrolling. Midget tranny porn.jpg. Oh my god, my eyes! Throws monitor from desk.
Even better. Scroll shot strikes when, again. Even better is when you're on 4chan.
I was rambling on B today.
Dude, you remember when we watched midget porn in fucking Burger King?
Oh yeah.
On my laptop.
Oh my god.
No, I think you were
there. I had my ex there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure she didn't break up? Are you sure she didn't break up you because of that?
Welcome to the group, Thing Ashley.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
And see, and
my ex-wife.
Thing. We'll just call it Thing.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you have no idea.
My ex-fiance.
I've heard some shit too.
Hey, and my ex-fiance was there too.
Anyway,
that's
who we were showing the midget porn to. We wanted to see if she could hang with the group, so I showed her midget porn, and she watched it.
I forgot that you were there, too.
She watched it.
Remember, he brought
that's when they were dating.
We picked you up, and then
that's back when they were dating.
Car ride, and I said, 20 points, hit the guy on the bike.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that, because you said you belong with the group.
Welcome to the group, Ashley.
Here we go. This one's, like a year late there. This one is for our high school days. Digital Snow Day. Refers to a workday interrupted by internet outage that effectively shuts down all productivity, especially at a .com. Except we're replacing workday with regular day.
Yeah. You know what I just realized? I was always as a kid, you always hear all like movies where there's snow days and they don't have to go to school. And I realized, oh, that was always amazing. And you know what I realized? We had foggy days.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very popular.
I've had both.
I've never.
I used to have snow days when I lived in Bass Lake. That is amazing because you get the day off from school to go fucking sledding.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I never had a snow day.
A lot of people don't have foggy days.
I was talking to some people earlier this week who live in Louisiana. They had the whole entire rest of the week off for school because of the hurricane.
That's slightly less amazing.
Who here has Rudy on Facebook?
I do, but...
Which Rudy?
The one that went to the Navy.
Oh, yeah, I have him on there.
Did you see his shit about... He's like, fuck, we have to pack for evac. Fucking hurricane.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah. I saw it, I was like, oh, shit, dude. I hope he's alright.
Dude, he's Rudy.
Okay.
That hurricane wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Bitch slapped the goddamn...
No, my cousin had to pack for evac because he's in Kentucky. And he's in Fort Campbell.
Wait, Kentucky got hit by a hurricane?
No.
The windstorms were kicking up everything because it came up and it was massive windstorms and thunderstorms.
Were there any casualties?
No.
Not that I know of. I haven't heard from my cousin. He's supposed to call me.
Don't ruin this for me.
Where are you going with this?
No, I'm like stressing out. Because
someone I hate is in Kentucky.
No shit, me too. High five.
Here's the thing.
Who do we hate?
No.
It starts with the...
Well, we'll get to it
later.
It
starts with an alcohol.
It starts with a J and
it starts with a B. Name of an alcohol.
Okay.
Justin Babshaw?
That's what I thought. I was like, why is he in Kentucky?
No. My ex, Justin, and...
My ex-wife got married.
Oh, that's...
No, and oh, balls.
What?
They are married.
Oh,
they,
balls.
She,
all right, hang on.
She is Miss Brandy Black now.
Hey, we gotta finish. BB. That is a fucking hooker name.
That is a hooker name.
And she's
already
cheating on him.
That is kind of he's right. That is a hooker name.
I can't get Brandy over how much of a hooker name Brandy Black is.
I'm sorry. I know.
Hey, let's finish our segments pain. And get off the air so we can talk about this shit.
Oh, I know,
okay.
Huh?
Okay, so how about this one? What Lance Armstrong, a man who can do more with one testicle than most can do with a pair.
And
I feel like I don't have any at all.
And
right
takes
now.
Steroids
with one testicle and steroids.
Apparently, steroids.
What the fuck? Ego waffles?
See?
Waffles made out of ego, which are consumed by narcissistic people in order to sustain a delicate ego.
I cannot wear glasses anymore. I fucking hate them.
Legitimate rape?
Oh, no.
I am aware.
Don't even talk about that. I don't even want to talk about
that one. It may be funny, but it's also political.
I haven't read it yet. I'm reading it now.
Because I know what the reference is, and it'll get political, and I don't feel like getting political.
Me either.
If people are curious, I will explain it to you later.
If you're curious, just look it up. Please, just look it up.
If you're curious, just look it up.
And then the Slayer is still in my head.
Never mind.
I don't know how they... Hold on, say it real quick.
It was stupid.
Okay, I navigated away from that one.
Okay, well, there's DTF. If you don't know what that means, turn off your computer.
So or actually, turn it on and look it up.
Apparently, according to the people of Kings County, once you have three kids, you're a DTF.
A what?
In Kings County, apparently, once you have three kids, you are DTF. Like, you are automatically DTF if you have three kids.
Well, I would assume. How do you think they got there
at least three times?
That's like...
I almost just said at least radar ass.
This happens when your body.
We covered that one. We've done that one.
I fucking have radar ass.
Have you done this one before?
So I worked an 11-hour shift.
You're like, oh my god,
and I was on the first Bullard.
What about Brazilian?
I don't know if we did that one, but beef ring, another term for anus.
Beef ring.
Yeah, I don't know why I found that one funny.
Beef ring?
I have to fucking reevaluate my life at this point. Just
rusty wagon reel.
Oh, this is funny. Shatner texting.
Oh, yeah. I think I covered that one, too.
Yeah, we may have covered that one as well. I think I covered that one, actually.
Yeah, I think you did.
Make it snow.
Because I explained it in this tone of voice.
Wait, making it snow is when like you go to a strip club and you throw diamonds?
Yeah, it is similar to making it rain, except that instead of throwing dollar bills, one is so rich that they are able to throw diamonds, in effect, making it snow. Diamonds can be substituted for a large quantity of cocaine.
No, there's another one.
This one,
It's either Courage Wolf or an Insanity Wolf, and it's go to a strip club with quarters, make it hail.
This one,
that sounds like something Gary Busey would say.
Probably.
It really does. This one I have
that's
to.
Probably where it came
I
from.
I have to go. Use, not because of what the word is, because we all know this word, but just because of how matter of fact the example was. It's queef, when a woman farts out of her pussy. But we were 69, and she queefs right in my mouth. That's all that it says. That is the definition. I don't know why it's so straight to the point.
I don't want this. Or go home.
It's just funny.
Oh my god.
Let's leave it at that.
Here
it's a
you
really
go.
Funny event.
Mallard mouth. Male version of duck face.
Oh, speaking of mallard mouth, I have an important announcement. If anyone has following me on Facebook, they
will fuck you, Jersey Shore!
Yes.
Fuck you very much. You took 10 minutes of my life that I can never get back.
It has one. This is the last season of Jersey Shore.
And it was horrifying.
And I'm guessing the reason it's the last. I'm guessing the reason it's the last.
Horror.
Because one of the whores has
horrifying.
A kid now.
Well, she's engaged.
So
that doesn't make her any less of a whore.
Yeah.
But
whores get engaged
well,
too.
No, apparently she's changed her life around, and so everyone finds that boring. So those ratings have gone down the toilet.
Why were they up to begin with?
I don't know.
Because she was a whore.
People enjoyed watching men get drunk, women get drunk, and women get beat by the drunken men. End of story.
That wasn't just all the show was. It was more like this one guy.
That's actually kind of most of the show.
I don't think there was a lot of violence there, was there?
A couple episodes for whatever reason. And that's actually kind of the majority of the
show. I watched an episode just to say that I'd seen one.
I regretted that
half hour.
You're like, all right, and there are con commercials now, and you just jump to the channel for commercials, and you're like, all right, and go. Just keep jumping away.
Luge. The act of dressing up as a sperm, shoving an ice skate up the ass, and flying balls first down a street sheet of ice at 100 miles an hour.
That sounds like something Brett would do.
That's a lot better than mine. I have boner pants.
Sounds like something Brett would do.
Pants that use tough fabric, jeans or khakis, for example, and constantly look like said wearer has a boner.
Jeans. We all look down.
Jeans show this the most, especially whilst sitting.
That's kind of scary.
I've got boner pants right now.
I'll tell you what.
I'll
tell you what. See that boner right there? It's not that big.
Oh, nice.
I mean, it's like 1 inch.
Here's a good one. Bon ami. Bon ami.
Bon a you?
No, bon ami. A French fuck buddy.
Are you French? She's German.
That's German. That's actually fucking cool.
What's the German one?
German
version.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. It sounds very angry.
Yeah, it has.
Dad on your mouth!
Exactly.
There's also Axhole, a person who uses an obscene amount of Axe body spray. I think we've all met one of those.
Yes.
Matt.
Oh, I'm not kidding you.
No, I don't use an obscene amount.
No, there was one time. One time, Matt, you were putting on Axe, and I was with you, and you went apeshit. I don't remember why, but one time. You went apeshit on the axe.
I only go apeshit with axe when it's fuck, I showered like 12 hours ago.
Oh, nice. Textical. When you have your phone on vibrate in your pocket and you're wearing baggy trousers, so when you get a text, it tickles your nuts.
That's not necessarily baggy trousers, except
that shit fucking
pockets.
Happens.
Baggy trousers.
Dude, that just happened to be like 10
trousers.
Minutes.
Pockets.
He uses trousers.
Well, yeah, but if you have tight pockets, then you're obviously not going to be able to swing your phone over to your ball sack.
No, but the axe-hole one.
Your ball swing low.
There, Justin, do you remember that time we were sitting in Burger King and that dude walked past? We were like, oh my god, he's high.
That, yeah, that was an axe that we smelled.
Are you sure it wasn't my
ex? Are you sure it wasn't me?
What?
No. No, okay. It wasn't you. Actually, you might have been sitting there with us.
But that didn't mean I wasn't
high. I think
you were
getting food.
No, you might have been high, but no.
That depends. How black is your ex?
Are you sure it wasn't my
because
brother?
Are we talking this color?
Are you sure it wasn't? Are you sure it wasn't my
then
brother?
No.
I'm just fucking with you.
I was like,
I had
a brother.
I did. Okay. Off the funny note, something fucked up happened to me last weekend.
Dude, I felt so bad for him.
My brother was getting married. Yeah.
You didn't get invited.
No, I got invited. I got invited about 3 hours before the wedding.
3 hours. Hey, I'm getting married in a couple hours. Want to go?
My dad called me and said, "Hey, your brother's getting married.
You should probably show up."
I'm like, "What? What are you talking about?" So I, and but he didn't.
Wait,
know
you didn't even know they were engaged?
No,
that's terrible.
Have I met this one?
Yeah.
He's the one at the barbecue that gave me those dirty ass looks all night.
Yeah, but here's the whole thing, though, is that I didn't. Oh, and I also had stuff to do that day. I had cooking stuff that was going to earn me money. So I'm like, okay, well, I've got stuff to do today. And so then they basically, I said, I couldn't make it to the wedding. I tried to make it to the
reception.
To the reception. So I called him, and they're like, he's like, here's your brother's number. Call him, see if they're at the reception still. So I call him, no answer. And I call someone else's phone, no answer. Someone's like, fuck it, man. Ridiculous.
Yeah, fuck that.
And by the time
Ridiculous.
They got hold of you, the reception was already over, right?
Yeah.
I like how half of us were like, you have a brother?
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I think it's funny because, like, you have a brother that nobody ever remembers.
Doesn't know. You guys have never met him.
I've never
actually
met,
yeah, you have. You guys have met him.
Have we?
Yeah, but it was only one time. So.
I've never met Brett's brother.
The only time I met him.
My brother's a badass.
I think I met Brett's brother once.
One of your sisters. I've never, just never met him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you met Megan and Caitlin.
Yeah.
I've the rest of my...
Yes, I definitely know Caitlin.
That sounded creepy as fuck.
Yeah, that
better than Chaz. Chaz hits on your sister all the time.
Oh, I know he does. I know. Kay. I'm aware.
At least she does. At least she doesn't throw ice at his ear and cut it open.
How does that entitle you to a better knowledge of her personality when all she did was make your ear bleed because you started an ice fight?
I did not start an ice fight.
I watched you.
I did not start it.
You threw ice at her.
Were you playing quarters with her boobs but with ice?
No.
He doesn't miss. He's a professional at that game, trust me.
Hello.
I have lots of practice.
Yeah, there have been many years of practice.
I have really good aim.
Oh my god particle.
I don't think you need a circle.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, back to your. Yeah.
I didn't know they were there until you circled them.
Okay. How about
you're welcome.
You should just put two smiley faces
Let's
on the cleavage.
No, that sucks. Wait. What time is it? Oh shit! We got to do what you.
No, we're fine.
We've got 15 minutes.
No, we're fine. On here.
By the way, Brett, it's on you now.
We're at an hour. We're at an hour and like.
Super
I lost 4G again.
We're at an hour and 8 minutes.
Well, they're not oval.
Okay. Well, then we'll do a couple more words, then we'll get to...
Yeah, don't worry. He's fine. Don't worry. I'm good. I'm pretty good.
There we go.
I've had
this happen before. Poor man's limo. Any public transportation, bus, train, subway, metro, where you are the only person getting a ride.
I just picture that being really depressing. You just
dude, it is.
Like,
I've been on the city bus before, and no one's there, and I'm just like, this is not as... cool as I thought it would be. I've also been in a movie theater completely alone.
You're like,
did you
no,
get
I took somebody on a date. We go to the movies, and it's like me and her, and the entire movie theater's empty. And I'm like, well,
that's not alone.
That's not exactly
well,
bad.
No, I'm not, it wasn't bad. I wasn't bad. It wasn't.
I wasn't bad, huh? As far as she said,
now, I have to give himself props every now and again. Keeps self-esteem up.
I know it wasn't bad, but it was really
awkward.
It was weird, yeah, because it was just like, you know, you kind of...
You don't have anyone to throw popcorn at.
No, it was just... It was like a strange awesome. It was like a really strange awesome.
It's like, we get to get off.
We were able to talk and laugh through the entire movie, and nobody was fucking saying anything.
Talk, laugh, and other things as well.
But at the same time, because you're able to do that, you do. No, and then you miss parts of the movie.
What movie?
That you would know, Prometheus.
I haven't seen that.
It's good. Well, you didn't miss anything. Yeah, it sucked.
No, I watched most of the movie. It wasn't bad.
It looked good.
It was pretty cool. It was.
I just don't want it because it was. I know what series it goes to, and I fucking hate that series because it terrified me as a child.
What series?
Alien.
That's Alien.
It's the prequel to Alien, dude.
That's what I thought. Like, I didn't even make that connection until now.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, it's been like 10 years.
It's
me by
Ridley Scott.
I saw the trailer into Aladdin Alien.
Dude, I didn't even pay attention.
Red's forehead closest.
Dude, I
dude, okay, come on. Okay,
you about to go Spider-Man on me?
Did you know who the director was of the movie?
No, that's why I didn't make the connection.
Okay, it was Ridley Scott.
Well, defense, Ridley Scott also did Black Hawk Down.
He bastardized that, though. Black Hawk Down was a good movie, though.
It really was.
I honestly had no idea.
But no, does that mean Black Hawk Down?
Therefore, Prometheus is the prequel to Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, exactly. that's where I was
going.
Yes,
we go from futuristic to modern movie.
Dude,
I don't think you understand how space-time works.
See,
that sounds more like a plot of a Michael Bay
film. I had
role.
A feeling, like, because in the movie, like, there's in this little alien one. Things that are running around, dude, and they look like a lot like the dude, aliens from the fucking Alien movies. And I was like,
but Michael
is this, is, I originally was like, is this a ripoff of Alien? Or
no.
I never made the connection that it was the prequel to Alien.
Would you rather?
I've got, okay, so I was hanging out with one of my really good friends. His name's Alex, and... He had been talking to this girl, and we were hanging out, and I was kind of helping him along because he hasn't dated anybody.
Forever. That's honestly, even though you're a girl, that's a bro thing to do.
Okay, you have to admit. Okay, he's the oldest child. He's only got younger sisters, and he lives in an apartment full of females. So
why didn't he know about girls?
He didn't know what to say.
Why?
What, are you going to practice on your sister?
Sure, they do it in Oklahoma all the time.
Yes,
that's
not him.
I was thinking Kentucky.
So
you didn't want too many.
And Arkansas.
And she's like, "Do you want to see a picture of my boobs?" And I said, go ahead. So she sends a picture of her boobs. She's completely topless. I'm not kidding you. Her boobs are smaller than mine, and they come down to her belly button.
Oh!
And I was like, and he turns the phone. I get up and I run to the bathroom. I was like, I lost all of my lunch.
Abort mission.
I was like, dude.
Pull up.
And by the time
she tried, it failed.
By the time I got back in the room,
his pants were missing.
He had sent back a text. Are those your real boobs?
Oh, man.
Oh, he fucked that up.
Yeah, oh, no, I gotta tell you a better story than that.
I mean, honestly, she might have had terrible boobs. He could have at least gotten
But no. Oh, dude, that is the worst thing to say.
No, and I was like,
I am horrible with women. Horrible.
And all she said is, you don't like them, and he just didn't say anything.
So, I have one more. This is the last story we're gonna go into before Would You Rather. This happened to a friend of mine, of me and Brett's, actually. She lives up in Oakhurst with her husband.
Okay.
I like how we're all like, oh yeah, okay.
And so,
actually, I know who that is, I believe.
Okay. Shut your mouth.
Okay, and it's they have a roommate who's kind of big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Adam.
You're anonymous.
What happened to being anonymous?
I never said it was anonymous.
We've actually used his name on here before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you're an innie mouse.
Okay, anyways.
And then a mouse.
Anyways.
He's telling a story.
So there was a certain guy who was trying to get Bree to send a picture of her boobs to him. So what she did.
Oh, I've heard
so
this
what
story.
She did instead.
Oh my god, I've heard this is terrible.
She had her roommate Adam pull up his shirt and take a picture of his boobs and send instead.
That's amazing.
And the guy was like, wow, are those really yours?
Oh.
And she's like, yes. Whoa. Yes. And he's like, oh,
it was funny until you told me what the guy's response was, and then it's just sad.
That's depressing, man.
You know who it is, huh? Hmm. Do you know who it is? The guy who it was sent to, or no?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'll tell you later.
Off
that's off air topics.
Yeah.
Well, I think she told me the story, but I forgot who she sent it to.
Well, you're gonna get.
Oh! I do remember that now. Oh shit! I do. No, dude. Like yeah, been doing weird shit. Yeah. Another conversation. Like, well, he did before he left.
Is this who I think it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have a conversation after we're done.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Now it's time for Woods.
Remember that. So, okay, moving on.
That's amazing.
I've got my own horror
story. That's even worse.
All right, and here we go. We're going to pull this up.
It happened a long-ass time ago when Sky still lived
in a town called Kickapoo.
Yep.
And now it's time to play Would You Rather. The game where you find things out about your friends you wish you hadn't.
I'm surprised you didn't mouth it this time.
Have to laugh every time.
I saw which episode went up earlier. Mm-hmm. You haven't heard like the last like two or three episodes, have you?
I haven't put the last two
exactly. They haven't been up. I have been. I'm not going to do it this week. But the last two episodes, I have chosen either A or B.
Okay, which one are you taking today?
I'm not. I've done the last two.
Because he got fucked over both times.
I picked it and I committed to that one.
He got fucked over.
And then
over
I had to justify.
Times,
no. You have to pick one. You have.
Is that my thing now?
Yeah, it's your thing.
You have to pick one.
All right, A or B.
Flip a coin. There's a coin.
I have a
flip a boob.
Okay, heads A, tails B.
Beams.
Heads.
All right, I will be taking A for all options tonight.
Good. That sounds perfect for the first one.
Oh, God.
And then it gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
Or it starts out worse, and maybe it gets better.
It kind of goes this way, and then it goes this way.
The first one will be.
So then on that notion, I'll take B.
Okay.
For everything.
Oh, God. Here we go.
And if it is a good one, if it is a good one, I do. If I'm like, man, I wish I could pick this one for this, but.
Okay, here we go. Would you rather be trapped in an elevator with wet dogs or three fat men with bad breath?
Damn it! Right out of the gate.
I forgot to tell you this, Brett.
Well, it fucking backfires.
I'm gonna wet dogs. I'm gonna wet dogs.
Oh, I have.
He learned that one real fast.
No, I forgot which one, but there's one of them that I had to answer that I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me right now?"
It was last week, and me and Matt about died laughing.
I have to go with wet dogs, and honestly, because. To me, wet dog doesn't smell that bad.
No, it really doesn't.
Hello. Yeah. I went to school, and we had whole 5 weeks where we had to learn to properly bathe a dog.
How do you properly bathe a dog? You throw it in the shower and squirt it.
More importantly, why does that take 5 weeks?
Because you have 20 students. You have
20 students, the majority of them.
No. Because... The class is only...
Tell you that about my school.
3 hours at a time, and you can only get so many students in, because you got to wash them, you got to dry them.
Do they have, like, a dryer in there and you put it on tumble?
No. Here's the thing. It should just be a perpetual dog bath. That dog should just never leave the bath.
Just practice on that one dog for 5 weeks.
That poor dog.
No, you had to bring your own dog in to do it. If you didn't have a dog, you didn't get to wash them.
You had to borrow a dog.
So what if you didn't have a dog?
You'd have to borrow a dog that came in.
That is terrible. Can I borrow your dog?
Through the kennel, or someone had to willingly bring in
I'm going to take
dog.
It to the groomers.
Because I had two dogs.
To wash
I had,
it.
I have two people.
Is
so
that
I
a Chinese restaurant?
Two, so people could use the other one that I didn't use. To experience a dog that does not like to be in the water and will try and bite your face off.
I still, you had mentioned
Who,
about
Cooper?
Watching a dog. How,
oh,
you, know,
you
I,
got
plenty. Like, because my cat needs a bath.
Okay, hold on.
I know.
I still...
We have to learn how to do that, too.
All I want to do, shit. I want to fill the tub with water, soapy water, throw him in, and close the fucking door.
No.
And just let him thrash around.
What you do is you take 3 5-gallon buckets. Okay, you fill them full of water. The first one's got soapy water. You take them by a scruff, you dunk them in it, you move it over, take them, run.
Okay, all right. So, I still have to justify my fat men in an elevator.
You've got to find the reason.
Yes, you do. I have a justification for it, but I'm not going
well,
to tell you until
you're done. My decision, as you think about it this way, you put 3 dogs in an elevator. They're going to hate each other for a little while. And then they're going to go to sleep. And then they're going to stay asleep because it's a fucking elevator and they're going to have nothing to do. And that's what dogs do. However, you also need to remember that eventually those dogs are going to have to shit.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't smell that bad. Went to school with it.
Those dogs
Dogs will eat it.
Shut up. These dogs are going to have to shit.
Some dogs will
eat it. Brett, you're also thinking this. The fat people also have storage of food.
Listen, I'm getting. It's not about food for me. Fat people have to shit too.
They can lift up a flat fold and have a piece of pizza there. Come on,
fat people do have to shit too.
Listen, I am aware.
They have fart. They fart really
bad
too.
I'm aware, but this is my this is what I plan on doing.
Are pretty bad.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to individually knock them the fuck out. Okay,
but shut up!
I'm telling you my justification. Let me do this. Okay.
After you're done, I'm going to crush your dreams.
Me too.
I'm going to knock them the fuck out, and then I'm going to use small devices that are built into the elevator to create my own version of Saw. And then I'm going to climb to the top of the elevator and look through the grate and watch the magic.
But
you're trapped in the elevator.
You're trapped in there.
Well, yeah, but there's an escape hatch on every elevator.
You're trapped in the elevator.
It says you're trapped in the elevator.
Amending the rules. There is a fourth fat guy stuck in the escape hatch.
No.
Then it gets different.
And you're stuck between floors.
Well, yeah. I didn't say I was going to get out of the elevator shaft. I just wanted to watch from the outside.
But you can't watch it from the outside. You are trapped. That's the point.
Okay, well, then I make a harmless device for myself and pretend like I'm in on the game.
Oh, God.
You know, I'm going to give you my justification now. If you're stuck in an elevator, at least with fat people or people in general, you have company.
Well, yeah. I just wanted to be a little
But I'm
more
still
out.
Taking the fucking dog.
But here's also the other thing, too. Is no matter what, you cannot get away from the fact that that fat people have gas problems as well as bad breath.
Only if I've had a lot of dairy.
Oh.
Dude.
I'll be honest with you. I can't really find a very awesome way to justify that.
It happens. Trust me.
So here we go. I guess we're all in agreement. These guys get their little answers.
We don't get to agree on shit.
So.
And we all chose wet dog. So.
Okay.
Yeah, wet dog.
Next one. Here we go. Would you rather snort half a shaker of pepper?
Fuck.
Or a live bee.
Oh, fuck.
Or what?
Or a live bee.
Fuck.
All right. Do I have to do the half shaker in one shot?
I should have gone with B.
Or can I do it in like fucking lines?
Why? Because I'd rather snort a bee.
See? I found a justification for the pepper.
Oh, fuck. I'll have to hear
okay,
that
justification for the bee. It only stings once.
True.
What if it doesn't sting and you just have this...
What if it stings you and gets stuck in your nose?
Admittedly, later, you do get to tell people that you snorted a fucking bee.
That is true.
I am officially badass now.
You can't brag about snorting pepper. People think you're a fucking idiot. But if you tell people you snorted a live bee...
So here's what happens.
Finally, he gets rescued from the elevator with the fat people. And he walks out and just fucking is like... Snorts a... He's like, oh my god, I gotta do something to, you know, take this edge off. Snorts a bee. Oh yeah, that'll do it.
And then you gotta get that horrible smell out of my nose, so I snort a bee.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I have to go back to the other question. Obviously, I'm picking A with wet dog still.
The pepper.
No, I'm going back to the other question. Could I be one of the fat people so it's not that crowded?
Ooh!
Yeah, I mean, I'm stuck with a wet dog.
Well,
but
he didn't justify how fat they were.
So theoretically, yes.
20 pounds. I think it's like...
Are they fat? Are they...
I think it's like 40 pounds overweight
like
is considered
foreign
obese.
Fat, or are they American fat?
America.
American fat.
American fat.
That's incredible. 20 pounds.
Either way,
okay.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Tell me about it.
Now... You said you have justification for the pepper.
Okay, so they didn't say it had to be cracked pepper. The whole peppercorns.
Either way, that's just as bad.
Still, though, that makes a lot less pepper.
It's still bad,
Oh,
dude.
That's less bad than I thought it was.
Are you kidding me?
No, you said pepper. I was thinking fucking chili pepper.
First of all,
I'll take pepper all goddamn day.
Well, here's the whole thing. It says pepper shaker. Pepper shakers, normally, to get it out of the shaker... They have to be cracked inside.
Chef strikes again.
Wait. How big of a shaker?
But you can buy it without.
I would have.
You
can. A standard
but you still have. But it still has to be grinded.
It's
a shaker. It still has to be a shaker.
All right.
As long as it's not that shaker.
That shaker is a cracked pepper. So.
Now the question.
Cracked pepper.
But you have to remove the top.
Yeah,
Do I have?
Well, I have snorted pixie sticks. So,
I crushed up an Altoid and snorted that. Ask Andrew; he was there.
I was there.
Hey. Well, no, he did a little bit. He totally pussed out.
We gotta keep going.
Here's the question: Do I have to do the entire half shaker in one shot, or can I do it? Can I fucking segment it into
all,
lines?
Just all,
go?
All one way. Got to do the whole thing.
I don't think I can do that in one breath.
I don't. No one can.
You can.
Well, obviously you don't snort pepper enough.
Obviously not. But fuck. That's why I want to do it in line, so I can be like.
Oh, and you know what we should do for our year anniversary? We should all do the cinnamon challenge.
The what? The
cinnamon challenge.
No.
Oh.
No.
You don't have to do it. All three of us.
Yes, she does.
I will record you guys doing this.
Nope,
shit.
She has to do it.
I've done it.
What is it? I don't even
cinnamon
know.
Cinnamon challenge. You take.
You have to take a tablespoon of cinnamon and swallow it dry.
Okay. I've done it. No.
With no water or anything.
Okay.
It's brutal.
I imagine.
No, imagine.
Anyways, let's go to the next one.
I have Sag on pepper or cinnamon, so it's even hotter than regular cinnamon.
So you mean like when I got maced in the face? Okay.
Okay. Anyways, next question.
Pepper, I'm because pepper is.
I think we should do the gallon better. Challenge.
No, I don't. I do not want to be ruined out of milk forever.
Wait, drinking a gallon of milk
in an hour?
I can do it in 10 fucking minutes.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
It doesn't fit in your
stomach. It's physically impossible.
You start throwing up, jackass.
I can do it.
MythBusters proved it wrong.
I don't care. I can do it.
Dude, I can.
If my bladder is any indication, I can.
It was food. What was it? Was it food science or something?
Food science.
Anyways, let's go to the next
anyway,
one.
What's your answer, Ronnie?
Pepper.
Be your pepper.
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 I think it's strangely appropriate if the B is option B. I was laughing at that the entire time.
Next one. While starving on a desert island, would you rather eat a live moth with the body the size of a tomato worm and wingspan of 4 inches?
Oh, that's terrible.
Or a dead hummingbird with the feathers? I'm going to say the moth.
I'm going with moth because, honestly, you could eat the moth in one shot.
I'm going to eat the moth.
And you can fucking force that down your throat.
Feathers suck.
Honestly, it's probably a better source of protein anyways.
Feathers suck.
I have to, eat it whole or can I chop it up?
You can chop it up. It just says you have to eat. You have to eat it live.
You have to eat the feathers.
You have to eat one is... Well, the moth is alive. The other one's dead.
So then I could cook the hummingbird.
Yeah.
But you have to eat the feathers.
Yeah, but most of the feathers are burned off in the cooking.
But you're starving on a desert island.
You do realize what feathers are made out of, right? It's fucking bone.
Yeah, I know.
You have to eat the bone.
But I've burned feathers before. All the soft, frilly stuff.
You have to eat the feathers. That's what it's saying.
Well, yeah, I know. I'll eat the feathers. What's left of them? I'm not removing anything. I'm simply cooking it on a stick.
I'm still eating the worm.
Bag of cookies.
You're leaving with none.
I figured as much.
She wants you to do that. Trust me.
Back here. Yeah.
I figured, considering this was a super cheap-ass jar of cookies.
Okay.
Last one's from the friggin' fish for it.
Which ones do you... Okay. Pick your poison, people.
Oh, I'm eating moths, so...
Moth.
Yeah, I'm going with moth.
I feel like the moth would be easier to get down, for sure.
Probably.
Because it says you have to start eating it live, doesn't mean you have to bite its head off first.
This is the last one for tonight, so we're all ready.
We're gonna probably taste a little better, though.
Taste better? Probably.
Actually... I'm going to wait till you guys finish eating for this last one.
No, go.
You should do it while I'm eating.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
You're going to ruin your guys' appetite with this one.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Would you rather immerse your naked body in a bathtub of cockroaches or dive head first into a pit of tobacco spit?
I knew that was coming.
B was not good for you tonight.
That's like that. So
I have worse ones, but we ran out of time.
You have no idea how much I hate cockroaches.
So I either have to dive into a spittoon, or I have to apply for a job at Sony.
Pretty much. Yeah. I'm picking the tobacco spit.
I'll dive into a spittoon.
I'm picking the tobacco spit.
His Majesty McMoney says, "Hey." You know who that is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. He says, "Hey."
I love how white guys pick pimp names.
My pimp name was picked for me. I actually did not come up with B-Mac.
You should tell him Holla.
Holla? I might actually be listening.
That way you could be as
white. No, he's at work.
That way you could be as white as possible.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You have to say...
Anyway.
Wait, have you sent it?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. It has to be Holler, the R on it, to be as white as possible.
Damn. Okay, parties. Anyway, to clarify... I have no problem with jumping in the giant spittoon simply because that's how much I despise cockroaches.
Honestly,
I've lived with them before, and when you wake up in the middle of the night with them crawling on your fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the worst thing about diving into a spittoon, just fucking stinks. That's all it is.
Dude, I don't care.
You're diving in head first.
Yeah, you're diving in head first.
You can always hold your fucking
then
breath.
Maybe
breathe A again, please.
Bathtub full of cockroaches.
Immerse it. And you don't have to dive head first in it. You just immerse yourself
in it. Oh, that one for sure. I mean, I'm stuck with it anyway, but that one for sure. You just get in and get back out.
But doesn't you have to remember that you're going to have cockroaches climbing in every orifice of your body.
I know.
He's going to have to poop out cockroaches later.
I'm stuck with the option anyway. But I honestly would honestly prefer
pooping
that.
Pooping cockroaches.
Okay, great name for a band song.
A band song.
That's going to go over well.
Hey, come on.
What, pooping cockroaches? We've already
It's like Raining Blood, but better.
No, dude, we have a joke song that Pat won't let us write, but we're outvoting him 3-1. So we're the next big release, we've actually got 3 songs coming out at the end of the month.
Go ahead and plug your stuff. No, go ahead. Just keep going. I started it again.
Okay, recap. Gristle has 3 new songs coming out at the end of the month, but we're overpowering Pat, so the next song we're going to be writing is going to be Doo-Doo Coochie.
Doo-Doo Coochie.
Yeah. We're also going to do Love Taco, which is going to be kind of a ska feel.
Love Taco.
I can imagine Pat just being like, are you fucking kidding me, man?
God. Oh, he gets pissed, but we don't care because we outvote him.
Would he really play a ska song?
If we forced him to, yeah.
Can he play ska?
He just does these little chords, and it comes out all right. We played it once spontaneously, and it was the funniest shit ever.
Dude, I actually have to go to a show to see this.
Well, you can come.
To see him ejaculate glow sticks.
You can come.
To make sure his mother's there.
With me on the 28th.
I think she will be there on the 27th. Actually,
what's the 27th?
We booked our own show at Audie's. We're headlining.
Okay, 27th to 28th.
September 27th at Audie's Olympic and Tower District. It's going to be us, Skinner from San Jose, 8 Ways to Die from Hanford, and Fatal Rebirth from here in Fresno.
I may have to go.
It's $3, 21 and over. We fully believe in cheap shows because it's not about making money. So
what time is the show?
It starts at 8
p.m.
You
can come with me if you want. I don't care.
I might show up, but I wouldn't be there till 10.
Well, we're not going to be on till like 11, so
all right, we're headlining. So we need to wrap this stuff up because we're getting overtime right now. So
just because fucking
and I don't pay.
Some shows we have
we
trouble
talk too much today.
Well, some shows we have trouble filling.
Yeah,
this one was not one of them.
No,
no, 2 weeks ago was a bad one.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah,
because we have off shows.
I really doubt I want to post that one. But yeah, we'll do it anyway.
Anyway, post it, just thank you everyone for tuning into another riveting episode of
A Chef,
A Singer,
A Slacker,
and Matt
with Ashley.
Good night, everybody.
We need something officially alliteration.
We're going to
featuring Ashley.
Featuring Ashley's boobs.
We should get a fucking auto tune.
Ashley's boobs.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
guys. Have a good night. Bye.